Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This is a very precious week as we make ready for Christmas. And so I would just ask you for the next few minutes, put aside all the things that you have to do yet to prepare for the feast. Let's just stop here right now and ask, is my heart ready to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords? Am I ready? Have I confessed my sin? Have I thanked the Lord for his goodness to me? Have I sought to seek him more and follow him more closely? Open your heart and hear the truth. And if you have to say no to those things, no, because I was busy about this or busy about that, then as I've often said to you before, what I would encourage you to do is every morning before you get out of bed, every evening before you go to bed, to say, Lord, I love you. I want to serve you. I want to honor you. Just say that to the Lord, and he will help you. He will help you find a place where you really can give him at least 15 minutes a day, at least. Open your heart to him, because we don't just want to celebrate a feast of something that happened millions of or thousands of years ago. What we want to be able to do is open our hearts that the King might be born anew, in a sense, born anew in us, that we might seek to give him. What gift are you giving him this Christmas? We talk about exchanging with people and gifts, and that's fine. That's all well and good. But who's the first person who should receive a gift? It is Jesus. Brothers and sisters, take time today and ask God, what can I give you this Christmas? What can I give you this Christmas? Please, please take a little time, even 5 minutes quietly, a half hour if you can do it, but give God time. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The Lord will speak words of great gratitude and praise to his Father because of you, because you are giving yourself more to God, and your life can become a song of praise before the Father in heaven. Psalm 33 tells us, exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp with a 10-stringed lyre. Chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. And now, this verse, our soul waits for the Lord. Does yours? You say, oh, I've got so much to do. I have so much to do. What's first? To give God the praise that he deserves for coming to us in the flesh, for coming to us to save us. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Totally trust. Give God everything. That doesn't mean that you sit back and do nothing. Give God everything, and then morning, what I always say is morning, noon, and night, stop and say, Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? If you don't hear anything, keep doing what you're doing. But sometimes God would say to you, you know this person in the office? You know this person you see at church? Nobody seems to talk to him or her. What do you want of me, Lord? Ask him. You may be very surprised. And we look now to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. What a miracle. What a miracle that God comes in the flesh. God comes. Brothers and sisters, it's hard to even find the words to say that God would love us so much that he would become like us in flesh and blood. He would appear on this earth. Oh, brothers and sisters, can you think what a time like that must have been for Mary? Overawed, and yet at the same time, prayerfully asking the Lord, what do you want of me? And I think it might be very good for us this Christmas as we celebrate, and rightly we should celebrate. But it's important that we, you and I, say to the Lord, how can I magnify your name today? It might be a kind deed. It might be giving something to someone who needed it. Think of the ways in which God could work through you this Christmas. Give a gift to someone in need, please. Your Savior loves it when you imitate him, when you seek to follow him. And that's what we all want. It's not just to celebrate a feast. Yes, we celebrate it. But more than that, Lord, how can I follow you more closely? How can you... This is just in a sense, and it's not true, but how can you be born in me? How can you be seen through me? How can I live my life in such a way that you are blessed? Believe me, brothers and sisters, take time to do that. You will never be sorry. Never. The Lord loves you so much, and he wants to give you so much. I was reading a little article that said, What is faith? A gift of God and light by which man is firmly enlightened. He assents to all things which have been revealed and are proposed for our belief by the church, whether they might be written or unwritten. What does the first article of the creed mean? I believe in God the Father. It shows first in the Godhead a person, namely the heavenly and eternal Father, for whom nothing is impossible or difficult to do, who produced heaven and earth, visible things together with all invisible things from nothing, and even conserves and governs everything he has produced with supreme goodness and wisdom. And what does the second article of the Creed mean? And in Jesus Christ, his Son. It reveals the second person in the Godhead, Jesus Christ, obviously his only begotten from eternity and consubstantial with the Father, our Lord and Redeemer, as the one who has freed us from perdition. Not that we can just go out and do anything we want, but if we follow him, we will be set free. We will see his face. And what is the third article? Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The third article proposes the mystery of the Lord's incarnation, because the same Son of God, descending from heaven, assumed a human nature, but in an absolutely unique way, as he was conceived without a father, from the power of the Holy Spirit, born from the Virgin Mary, who remained a virgin afterwards. This is the most magnificent miracle we could ever imagine. Think of that. He is our Savior. He was born to come on this earth to save us. These are the words of St. Peter Canisius. He was a Dutch Jesuit priest, and he was a doctor of the church, whose catechism was translated into 12 languages. Brothers and sisters, we need to read. We need to pay attention. What we're living in is an age of a miracle, an incredible miracle that God would become man out of love for you and me. Sometimes I just have to stop with that. It's hard to believe it, but it's the truth. It's a miracle. It's a mystery. But I've put my whole life at his feet. I want to be as much as I can one who sings his praises, one who honors him. Do I sin? Of course I sin. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Do I ask God's pardon? Yes, and he always gives it. Please, please, brothers and sisters, let's make this Christmas different than perhaps our other Christmases. Yes, enjoy your family. Yes, celebrate. Yes, you'll be tired. Yes, you'll have a good meal. But make sure in that busy day, or the day before, or the day after, but give God some time. Say, Lord, I am your son, I am your daughter, and I want to follow you more closely. What a birthday gift that would be for God. So we ask, Lord, give us insight, give us wisdom, give us peace, give us hope in you. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.